In circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much. I'm feeling kind of worn out. All this checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, has me spinning my head, catching my breath, too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up, that God wants more than just my love. But I've been complicating things, it's just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero, cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Welcome, welcome everybody to Love God and Love His People. Happy Easter, by the way. Trish is with me. She's going to say something to you.
Hi, happy Resurrection Day.
Yeah, we discussed that earlier, how the two things are totally different, and it's what she grew up with and what I grew up with.
Yes.
Today, hopefully, we're going to explain to you what Easter's about. I hope everybody's gone online with us at lovegodlovehispeople.org and listen to the two blogs she put in. They're really, really great Easter blogs, and I suggest that you really go and listen to those.
Well, I don't think they can listen to them. They have to read them.
Well, that's true. That's true. You can listen to us here on Love God, Love His People, but not the podcast or anything. We do want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Sunday, is Easter or Resurrection Day, mm-hmm. However you want to say it, and know what the Lord has done for us and what He's doing for us today, mm-hmm. and everything. We want to remind everybody, too, about our email site, lovegodlovehispeople@aol.com. That you can go in there and you can write us and tell us what you want, what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, that sort of things. We've got several podcasts coming up that's very exciting, possibly some new guests with us and everything.
Yes.
What do you think, Trish?
I'm excited about this.
Yeah, me yes. too. Me too. It's excellent. Okay. Today, like I said, we're going to do the podcast in a few minutes. But what we want to do is say a prayer. And I think I'm going to ask Trish to go ahead and say the prayer.
Is there anyone special that, you know about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, my granddaughter, Aislinn Watkins, is having a birthday in a couple of days. And she asked us if we would do a special podcast for her. So, Aislinn, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. Many more.
Oh, exactly.
Do you remember how old she is, Grandpa?
Yeah, she will be 11.
Woohoo!
She's 10 now, but she will be 11. Yeah, that's a
well, happy that's an 11th birthday. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly.
Yeah, they don't become unexcited until you get a little older.
that's true. We don't celebrate them. We dread them and everything. But I don't dread birthdays because I don't have many more. I just stopped having them. So.
Oh, I still have them. I still like them.
Yeah, not me. No, when I say what my birthday is.
I've earned every one of these white hairs.
Yeah. Well, I have no hair.
There you go.
mine must have been really rough in everything. We're going to be doing some exciting things in the future, helping out build a library in Tanzania, possibly having their pastor on a podcast with us in the near future. So we want to let everybody know about that and everything. But today, what our podcast is about today, it says it all comes down to this. Mm-hmm. And this is an Easter story. And Trish just reminded me, even though I tried to get her to pray a while ago and she went somewhere else. But
blame it on Trish.
Trish is going to go ahead and say a prayer for us.
Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for giving us the podcast to do, and we hope that each and every one that's listening will open their eyes and their heart and their mind and understand exactly what we are trying to let them know that we got from you, Father God. And we pray for the ones that are sick and the ones that need provision. And Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus that all needs and these and the people that are listening, and the people that listen to the podcast when we're done with it and will listen over and over again will get it into their hearts and their minds, Father God, that it is from you and that you are going to just bless them abundantly. And we thank you, Father, for this opportunity of sharing your love, your grace, your mercy, your goodness, and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trish. Thank you. Today, like I said, this podcast is going to be, it all comes down to this, an Easter story. And we're going to go ahead and start right now. It all comes down to this. 3 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The home team is down by two. The coach calls a timeout and sends his star field goal kicker onto the field. The team takes their position. The referee blows the whistle. The ball is snapped and the kick is up and it's good. And the crowd goes wild. Well, at least half the crowd goes wild. The other half leaves in defeat. And it all comes down to this. You've been carrying around this engagement ring with you for weeks, if not months. You know you want to marry her. She's the love of your life. You have it all planned out. The special restaurant, the perfect song, the beautiful flowers, and the right words to say. You say, it's time. You're taking it easy, you're looking into her eyes, and you ask her to marry you. Now it's up to her to say yes or no. But it all comes down to this. You've waited for that 20-week ultrasound, or like us, for the entire pregnancy for delivery. It seems like you can't wait any longer. You know your life is about to change dramatically. You just want to know if it's pink or blue or two. The ultrasound technician does have her magic, and what a day we have for a new mom and dad. It all comes down to this. You haven't been feeling well for a while, and the doctor has been trying to figure out what's wrong with you. They run some tests to see if they can figure it out. You've been waiting now for what seems like years. Although, just wondering, it's only been a few days. And now you're back at the doctor's office. He wants to deliver the news in person. It seems like your life hangs in the balance. Those test results reveal a major turning point in your life. And then it all comes down to this. That phrase points to a defining moment. It calls to mind a critical stage in your life, a momentous or important occasion. In other words, this is what you've been waiting for. Well, tomorrow as we celebrate Easter, I want you to know that this is one of those times. This is a defining moment that is an important occasion. That is what we've been waiting for. It comes down to this. Two reasons to remember. Number one, the most important event that ever occurred, the story of the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's a story that changed the world. It's the most event that has ever occurred and the most important story ever told. I'm going to read you a chapter in Luke 24, 1 through 12. It says, Jesus has risen on the first day of the week, very early in the morning. The women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. When they were all wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over the hands of sinners, be crucified on the third day, and be risen again. Then they remembered his words. When they come back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 disciples and to all others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because the words sound to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. I want you to see an important reality about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. His birth was normal, but it was unique. You see, he was born just like you and me. We were born of a woman. His mother went through the normal process of pregnancy and delivery, probably even craved pickles and ice cream and wanted to run at Walmart at 2 a.m. But his birth was totally unique. He wasn't just born of a woman. He was born of a virgin. He was totally untainted by sin, the sin nature that each of us inherit at birth. His death was not typical of Roman executions. Jesus wasn't the first one to be crucified by Rome, and he wasn't the last. In fact, he was crucified between two criminals that day. But his death was totally unique, for in his death, he paid the price for you and my sins, satisfied the judgment of God against sin, and purchased salvation for all who will turn to him in faith. His resurrection, now that was completely unique, right? Well, sort of. I mean, we don't see that much today, but as you read the Gospels, you realize that he was not the only one to rise from the dead. As a matter of fact, everywhere Jesus went, he seemed to interrupt a funeral. He turned so many funerals into festivals because he raised so many people back to life. He even empowered his disciples to raise the dead. So his resurrection is not completely unique, but it is totally unique. Everyone else that was raised from the dead died again. The resurrection back to life was only temporary. Now Jesus, his resurrection is final and complete. He rose again and is alive forevermore. There are four major religions in the world: Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. Each has a historical personality like Buddha and Muhammad and Abraham and Jesus Christ. Over the tombs of Buddha, you would write occupied, as well as those over Muhammad and Abraham. However, over the tomb of Jesus, you would write, "He is not here, he is risen." What it is said in Luke 24, it said, "Jesus Christ has risen. He conquered death, hell, the grave, and all of his enemies. He is triumphant, victorious, glorious." The account of the life of Jesus is the only biography known to man that does not end with death and burial. His biography never ends. Reason number two, it's the most important decision that you'll ever make. Not only is it the most important decision you will ever make, it all comes down to this. You are faced with a choice. Believe in faith and experience a complete transformation of life, or turn away in disbelief and reject Jesus. This is the most important decision you will ever make. In Luke 24, the women who heard of the resurrection ran to announce it to the apostles. They went to tell others is what they did. In other words, they believed and they went to tell somebody. But here are some tragic words. The apostles did not believe them. Some of you are going to hear these words today. You've been going to hear about Jesus Christ, his birth, life, death, and resurrection. And you're only going to do the same thing. You will stop this podcast after hearing it, this amazing story, and you are still not going to believe Let me challenge you today. Consider the claims of Jesus Christ. This is not a fairy tale or a myth or a legend. This is reality. And the same Jesus that rose again from the dead lives today, and he can live within you. Through the Holy Spirit of God, only one of the apostles believed it, and it was Peter. The others didn't believe Peter. You will hear of the empty tomb today and walk away and not believe, but others will come to see for yourself. And what you will discover in Jesus Christ is who he says he is. He has done what no other could do, and he offers salvation for you today. You are faced with the reality of the gospel, the perfect and sinless life of Christ, his death for you on the cross, his victorious resurrection, in his offer of salvation. You're forced to make a choice. You can see yourself and respond in the repentance and faith, or you can hear the story, choose not to believe, and remain unchanged, unsaved, and under judgment. This changes everything. It's the moment that separates victory from defeat and winning from losing, life from death. Now, how will you respond today to his resurrection and offer of salvation? Will you determine whether you experience victory or defeat? You have a choice to make. It's the most important decision you will ever make. It all comes down to this. This is a moment that changes everything. How will you respond today? This is a serious, serious matter. We got to think about it. Trish, what do you think?
I think that we need to get on the bandwagon.
Yes, all of us need to. Now, tomorrow is going to be Easter. Are you going to be one of those that get up and go to church every once in a while, but by golly, you always make it on Easter and Christmas? Well, when you go to the services tomorrow and everything, you don't need to ask for anything. What you need to do is thank Jesus Christ. You need to say, thank you for coming into my life. Mm-hmm. Thank you for saving my soul. Mm-hmm. Now, if you haven't done that already, you need to do that. After this program today, you will be given the opportunity, when we say the sinner's prayer, to accept him into your life.
Well, Jesus Christ died for all mankind, not just certain ones. He died for all of us.
For everybody.
For our sins, all of our sins. He took all of our sins upon his body on that cross. And when he died, he went to the grave. And do you know where those sins went? Into the grave. And they're still there because he walked out alive, victorious over all of that.
That's right.
And not only that, but then he went to, they had two sides of hell at that time, like a paradise side and the fiery side. But he went and set the captives free that were on the paradise side. And he took them to heaven. They're no longer there. So, you know, that is an amazing thing in itself, is that he went down and took them with him.
Exactly. The thing that always vexed me a little bit when it talks about Peter and none of the apostles believing Jesus, they were there with him. They saw what he did. They saw the miracles that he did. They saw him bring Lazarus back to life, you know? And they still didn't believe him that he had been resurrected and that he was gone.
Until he came through the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
And that upper room. And even then, Thomas was like, you know, Thomas had to feel the holes in his hand and in his, you know, wrist and in his feet. And, you know, and then he bowed down to him as his Lord, you know, but I'm just amazed that, you know, sometimes we just don't recognize him, how he comes.
Well, exactly. And the thing that a lot of us are lacking on is faith itself, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. people talk about, you know, not believing in something and everything, and because they haven't had proof. Well, the question that I heard asked on a movie one time, have you ever seen $1 million? And the guy said, no, but that doesn't make it not be real, you know, and everything. Just because we can't visually see something, you know, see Jesus in what he does and every day. You can feel it every day when you've accepted him in your life. And then when you start working with him and everything, he'll say to you, hey, by the way, I've got another job for you to do and another job for you to do. What our job is for Jesus Christ is to get the word out there, to get the word out there to everybody, because he saves the soul of everybody. Whether you be the Miss Prissy Two Shoes or a criminal in prison, he was crucified between two criminals. You know,
and one walked into heaven with him the same hour.
Yeah,
the same hour.
Because before he died, Barabbas asked for Jesus' acceptance, you know, and he was a very bad criminal. But do you see what we're talking about here today? Everybody can be saved. All of your sins, no matter what you've done in the past, all of your sins can be wiped away, just wiped away in seconds. And all you have to do is say, Lord, come into my heart. That's all you have to do.
Exactly. You know, I mean, there's a lot of teachings that you have to be baptized and you have to do this and you have to do, you know, certain things in order to be eligible to be saved. And that's actually not true, because the thief on that cross was not baptized. He didn't take communion. He didn't say the sinner's prayer. He was accepted by Jesus Christ, and Jesus took him to heaven with him at that point when he said, you surely are the Son of God.
Exactly. The only thing that we have been told to do is take Jesus into our heart, accept him right there. And that takes seconds, you know? That takes seconds. But once you do that.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, yeah.
Your inheritance is great.
That's right. And you live for God.
That's right.
You know?
Well, you want to.
Yes, you do.
You want to.
But what you want to do also is tell other people about it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, give everybody the gift. You know, I've heard people talk about, well, if I had money, I would do this or I would do that. You don't have to have money with Jesus Christ. Mm-mm. You know?
No.
All you have to do is speak his name. Mm-hmm. Ask him to come into your heart. Then once you do that, okay, automatically, because you can feel him in your heart, you go out there doing things for Jesus. Okay? Sometimes, though, when we've been Christians for a while, we're like everything else, we're a little lackadaisical. You know, maybe we don't make it to church every Sunday, or maybe we make it to church every Easter because we wouldn't want our neighbor to know we didn't make it to church when they did. None of this matters. I'm going to tell you right now, like the sermon said, this is the most important decision of the world, of everything in your world. It's more important than money. It's more important than anything. And all you have to do is say, Lord, come into my life. That's all you have to do. It's very simple. Humans love simple things, okay? A lot of people that go out there working every day said, oh, I wish my job was a little simpler.
Well, and people sometimes will say, I don't feel anything. But you don't have to feel anything. It's a knowing that he's right there with you. And that's where our responsibility is to seek him, and you'll find him, and he will walk with you, and he'll guide you through the Holy Spirit, you know? And it's not, I think sometimes we become so educated that we don't let our faith walk by our faith.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, education is a good thing, but faith is better.
It's a mind thing instead of a heart thing, and it needs to be a heart thing, not just a mind thing.
Exactly. I agree totally with you, Trish, that we need to stop making it so difficult.
Yep.
I mean,
Absolutely.
Our motto here is keep it simple.
Yep.
Well, you know, keep it simple out there too. Just ask him to come into your heart, mm-hmm. and lay your needs at his feet, and he will take care of them. My wife said one time, she said, we don't have enough money to pay our bills, but our bills were getting paid. And that's because Jesus and God take care of me. You know, they take care of all of us, mm-hmm. all of our needs. They make things happen. You know,
mm-hmm. and if you question that, you need to go into your Bible and find out exactly what he is to us. He's our provider. He's our healer. He's our Lord. He's our, you know, Savior. He's everything, everything that we could ever want.
And everything that we need.
That's exactly right.
Everything that we need, you know. And a lot of times people say, well, there's no God out there because he didn't give me this. He didn't give me that. He didn't, you know. He's like a father, you know. Remember when you asked your dad, hey, can I have the car keys? And
no.
He said, no. You know. Well, that's exactly what God is saying right now. That's something you don't need right now. He's not mm-hmm. saying no forever. He's just saying right now.
Well,
you know?
Some things he may say no forever.
Well, that is true. But
you know, but that's a loving father.
Exactly.
Somebody that's guiding you and directing you.
Exactly. You know.
I mean, there's things that I'm sure you too would told your children no because it wasn't good for them.
Well, I mean, that's what all parents do.
Yes, exactly
you know?
Right.
It's exactly what all parents do. But what. The other thing we need to do, too, is be satisfied in life what God gives us, okay? Mm-hmm. Not what we want all the time. Because, boy, I'd have a list of wants like crazy, okay? Just like everybody else. But he gives us what we need to survive. What we need to survive. Whether it be money, love, food, whatever we need to survive. He gives it to us, okay?
Well, he is our life. We have our life through Christ.
What we need to do is stop being Sunday Christians and be Christians every day.
Yep.
You know, when we're at the grocery store and somebody can't pay for their food, pay for it. Mm-hmm. When we're at the gas station, somebody can't afford gas, pay for it. Whenever somebody needs a hug, give it to them. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And everybody needs to understand this. And we're going to be doing the Lord's Prayer here in just a few minutes. But I want to remind everybody, have a great, great Easter.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And please check out our blogs. They're fun blogs this time. And they were songs that were sang by the late Carmen that composed and made these songs. So just go in there and read them and have fun with them.
Exactly, exactly. Now, remember our website, which is lovegodlovehispeople.org, and our email site, which is lovegodlovepeople@aol.com. Or you can call me at 254-229-4357.
Or me, Trish, at 254-661-7292. And I usually don't answer with numbers that I don't know, but if you'll leave me a message, tell me your name and leave your phone number and a brief message, I will call you back.
And also, too, remember we have a new Facebook page that's
yes.
Can I Pray For You? It's marvelous. It's fantastic. Go there if you need a prayer or call us if you need a prayer. Anything. We're praying all the time. And we've still got the Facebook site, Love God, Love His People. And we're doing a lot of miraculous things there, too. So come and join us.
And also on Can I Pray For You, we have... We're kind of teaching people how to pray and, you know, and that there is no certain way of praying, that praying is just seeking God and asking for things.
And the most powerful weapon in the world
is prayer.
Is prayer.
Absolutely.
All right, Trish, let me ask you to go ahead and read the sinner's prayer.
Okay. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the family.
Yes, hallelujah. They're having a party up there right now if you said that prayer.
Exactly. Now
it says that God himself rejoices over you with singing and dancing.
That's right. All right, well, we're going to have to end this podcast. So Trish, you have a good Easter or Resurrection Day.
You too, Lonnie.
I will. And until we meet again on Love God, Love His People.
Hated things, no more need to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple, keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. We live in a world that keeps breaking, but if we wanna find a way to change it, it all comes down to this. Love God and love people. Love is patient, love is kind, rescues hearts and changes lives. Love is all we need to make things right. Gotta keep it right.